Up, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. I'm gonna take this big cat thing behind me down.
Let's see.
I was in like another meeting and someone kept asking me about it.
What is it?
It's just like one of those big paws, like pet posters, you know?
Okay. Oh man. How's it going?
It's going all right. I feel like I'm getting pulled in so many different directions, it's hard to like focus in.
Totally. All right, I'm gonna try to figure out how to let everyone else in. Admit all. I'm gonna switch to share my screen.
Hello.
All right, can everybody see the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Just waiting for, looks like. Looks like we kind of have everyone we might have been expecting. Melina, do you know if anyone else RSVP'd who is not here yet?
Richard RSVP'd. Oh, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
And I think just Richard.
Okay. Co-chairs, up to you. Three after-ish. You can start whenever you want.
Sure. Let's get started.
Yeah.
Dave, did you want to make Eric and I co-hosts?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Give me 1 second.
Thanks, everybody, for being here today. Eric and I will be co-facilitating, and Eric is going to manage a queue if you have questions or comments. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment about a specific discussion, please click on raise hand, which you can find on the right side of your Zoom window, if that's what you're using. And then Eric will monitor, raise hands, and manage the queue. Does anybody have questions about how that will work? Great. Well, then I guess we can start with introductions and welcome. Hello, I'm Ben, and good to see you today. I'll just go down this list. Dave, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, David Jordan, council staff.
Thanks. Eric?
Eric Sutter, council member. Good to see everyone.
Thanks, Eric. Nay?
Nay Nascimento, council member.
Thank you. Laura?
Laura Thomas, council member.
Awesome. TJ?
TJ Lee Miyake, council member.
DJ Kevin.
Hi, Kevin Hutchcroft, HIV Health Services.
Awesome. Lee.
Hi, Lee Jewell, council member.
Hello, Lily.
Hey, folks. Lily Crutell, council member. Good to see you all.
See you. Melina.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Mark?
Mark Moore, council staff.
Thank you. I see a CDA on the list. Who's that?
Chuck.
Oh, hi, Chuck.
Hello.
All
hey,
right.
Ben.
Is anybody?
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't use the raise my hand. Also, although I seem to have lost that function while sharing, screen sharing for some reason. I think hosts don't actually have the ability to raise their hand. Although I looks like I gave the host to Eric, and then I was not allowing me to like do the co-host. The screen sharing interface looks very different than the sort of standard. New technology. We're all learning new skills. If you have some advice for Eric, how to either give you the host or how to allow us all three to co-host, go for it.
Sure. Eric, I think it's sufficient for you to be host since you're monitoring the hands anyways.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, everybody. Let's see. Our first agenda item, or second, is to review and approve today's agenda. Looking at the agenda on your screen, are there any amendments to this agenda?
Sorry, one more time. Because I'm no longer the host, I can also no longer record it. So Eric, you'll need to start recording.
Got it. It seems to already be going.
Okay. I think I auto set it, but I wasn't sure and I just wanted to confirm. Mm-hmm. Because the law.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Eric. And also, while you're reviewing the agenda on the screen, Laura is sharing that if you click on the Participants tab, you should be able to see a button called Raise Hand, along with other buttons there. All right, hearing no questions or amendments about the agenda, we will approve by consensus. So the next agenda item is to review and approve the minutes from March 4th, which we received via email. Is that correct? Did you have any questions, edits about the minutes from the March 4th meeting? If you do, please chat that in on the chat box or speak up.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, TJ.
Hey, I only have the February minutes. I don't have the March minutes.
Okay, maybe that is what we're supposed to review. Is it the February minutes? We didn't have a March, that is correct.
It is the March minutes. That was the last meeting before shelter in place. And I sent them out, I think. I could have sent out the wrong one. I can check.
It looks like just it wasn't changed at the top here from March to February to March.
TJ, can you look and see if it is the March minutes, but it says February on top accidentally?
Yep, I think that's what it is. Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry. Looks like Thomas has also joined and Richard has also joined. Would the two of you like to say hello?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. Good to see you all.
Good to hear you, Richard.
Thank you.
All right. Hearing no questions or edits for the minutes, let's approve those by consensus as well. Let's go to announcements. If you have any announcements, please share that in the chat box or speak up. Nay, you have your hand up.
Yes, I need to leave the meeting at 3:45 because I have another meeting.
Okay, bye.
Just kidding. Okay.
And this is Laura. I also am going to have to leave early for another meeting.
Great. And this is TJ. I'm going to have to leave early as well for another meeting.
All right, let's try to get out of here by 3:40 then.
This is Lee. I also have to leave by 3:50. I have a client at 4.
Yeah, I mean, given what we have on the agenda, I would not be surprised if we were not done well before 3:45.
Lee, did you have something?
Hey, everyone. You should have gotten an email from Allie if your renewal date is coming up. There's a big chunk of folks whose renewal is in June, so please fill that out and send it to us. Thanks.
Hey, Melina, can I ask you a quick question about that? I thought it was odd that they're asking for a photo of us because there's usually no photos in the hiring process. This is technically kind of a hiring process. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind giving a photo, but I just think it's weird.
Yeah, as far as I know, in the most recent crop of folks who are approved to the council, the mayor started asking us for pictures and bios from folks for some reason. But I think I need to double check with Allie about the exact details about it. But we want everyone to just do what is comfortable for you. But we also, I'll check in on those requirements. Okay. Does that sound okay?
That sounds great. Thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Melina, I also have a question around that. Any idea about how long it would take to get those approved?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like everything's taking longer than usual right now, but I'm not sure, but we'll let you know when we hear anything.
I also have an announcement from Kevin regarding that the Ryan White Conference in August will be held virtually.
And I think Mark had something as well.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, just a reminder that our meeting this month is on May 18th because of the holiday that's occurring later this month. Steering will actually be taking place after the full council meeting. We didn't switch it around this month because it might be good to debrief the full council meeting with the leadership committee of the council. So other than that, all committees are meeting their regularly scheduled time, and they all will be via Zoom meetings. Any questions? The full council meeting will probably only be about 2 hours long. That's what the co-chairs are looking at moving forward during these virtual times.
What about dinner?
You can feel free to eat dinner. That's certainly allowed. Well, I mean, we can't stop you.
Dave, did you have your hand up as well?
Yeah, I just noticed that Stephen isn't here. And he's an important component to this agenda. I did check in with him last week, and I believe he was aware that the meeting was today, but I have not heard from him today. I don't know if Mark was trying to get a hold of him as well. He
reached back at me. If you want, I can send him an email right now since you probably have your hands full doing this stuff.
Yeah, if somebody wants to text him or email him, just let him know. In the meantime, I can just quickly run through needs assessment and COLA until he gets here.
I can text him now.
Great, thanks everybody. How about public comment? I don't see anybody from the public, but is there any public comment from any council members? All right, seeing no hands or hearing anything, let's go to maybe Dave COLA update.
So I'm just gonna do COLA and needs assessments at the same time because they're essentially the same in the same phase. So, well, we'll start with COLA. We had, before everything shut down, we had a sort of the beginnings of a plan worked out for the three COLA scheduled for this year. Nay was working on a translation of the survey for the COLA, which, as you may remember, was for Portuguese-speaking people, specifically around his support group at Aguilas. That had to be, that actually was going to be at the very end of March, so it was canceled sort of last minute. And beyond that, we haven't really moved forward much. That's where we are with COLAs. As far as the needs assessment goes, I'm definitely interested to hear what the committee has to say about plans for a very truncated needs assessment season that we'll have to deal with. In the meantime, what I've done is taken the last round of edits to the needs assessment survey and the interview guide and updated them. And just started doing a little bit of thinking around, like, maybe some providers that we could reach out to, depending on how long this goes on. We may, and even if the shutdown ends, if the quarantine ends, we're still going to be dealing with challenges around having large groups of people or having to do interviews in enclosed spaces with other people, which puts us at both the interviewer and the interviewee at risk. So I'm trying to do some creative problem solving around that. We may have to rely on a survey only, maybe both a sort of quantitative based survey that we've had and something more qualitative, a few sort of follow up qualitative questions pulled from the interview guide. I think it's gonna be challenging to get responses back, but I've put together a list of potential people, or I'm in my head, I'm putting together a list of potential people to reach out to provider-wise that might be helpful in facilitating that. We will need to figure out a way to get incentives to participants, even if we're doing it online. So that's sort of the logistical end of that. I think that's kind of all I got. Open to questions or thoughts around how to move forward.
If you have a question, please raise your hand or speak up, and Eric will call on you.
Dave, this is Lee. Did you say that you were going to offer an incentive?
Incentives for the needs assessment. Every year we do a $25 gift card for Safeway. That's sort of our standard incentive for at least the past 6 or 7 years.
Thank you.
And lunch, generally. Any other thoughts?
I think it makes total sense to have kind of a virtual needs assessment / COLA process this year. And if that means doing everything via survey, I think that makes sense. I mean, we can't rely on Zoom because we're assuming that clients have access to the technology to attend some sort of virtual interview. So I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the other thing to keep in mind is that it's important for sort of consistency to have sort of a consistent through line of data acquisition and what this looks like. And unfortunately, this is going to be sort of an outlier. We do compare these needs assessments year over year as a way of developing trends. This is gonna sort of make that challenging going forward. We're definitely gonna have to have sort of an asterisk on this year's data. But based on, or sort of in relation to what Ben was saying, I think that we should kind of choose a lane because if we're sort of doing some Zoom and some survey only, I think that when we're doing some focus group and some one-on-ones, there is a variation in the amount of qualitative data we get per individual, but the type of qualitative data is pretty consistent, whereas this is going to be wildly different if we have some groups doing a sort of Zoom interviews or Zoom focus groups, and some people just doing surveys. And historically, when you sort of just give people surveys in a vacuum without a lot of engagement beyond that, or sort of explanation or support, like having somebody in the room talking them through the survey, those surveys tend to be less robust than we might like, less answered questions, less questions answered in a less sort of in-depth manner. My expectation is that what we get out of this needs assessment is going to be not exactly what we would love to see, but it is both federally mandated and I think our responsibility to at least make a good faith effort.
Thanks, Dave. Any thoughts or questions from folks regarding?
Nay has his hand up.
Yeah, I just want to say that I've been working with the eyeglasses too, and not right now where we are doing the meetings on Zoom. I also had an experience last week that we developed a survey in Google Forms, and we sent out to the participant. So that's something we can do, like as we were saying, David. So I also think that Safeway gift cards, I think I have a feeling that right now it's a good incentive. I think everybody would like to get one. So yeah, I just want to say again that I mean, let me know what kind of support do you need, and I do my best to make it happen.
Thanks, Ned.
All right, I do see that Steven has joined. Hi, Steven.
Hey, folks, I'm real sorry for my tardiness there.
You're not tardy, you're right on time because it's your agenda item.
Well, so actually it's funny because I sent an email out. I think I'm doing a joint report in June instead.
Okay.
There was an email that I sent out to DPH about that. I apologize if I didn't forward it to Planning Council staff. So that's just an amendment, and I'm sorry I missed the moment to amend the agenda.
Well, in place of that, how are you?
we really want, I mean, how long do I have?
Yeah. Minutes. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, how are you? Like, HCAP. Like, how are you? How is HCAP?
So HCAP is HCAP is cranking. We've had a couple of we ran into a hitch. There was a pandemic hit. It also kind of coincided with, and I'm sure this is kind of across the board causing maybe a little bit of mayhem for folks, but it coincided with the rollover of our contract term. And so right in the heart of February, March, which is when, you know, we were doing all of our reporting, that's kind of where, you know, when I was moving my office from my office to my desk. So So it's been a lot of catch up in that regard. The good news is that after the dust kind of settled, I was able to loop in our tech people as well as our volunteer coordinator who handles all of that. And we've been working to implement some of the changes that we discussed way long ago. And I should have something to show you guys real soon. And some of that has been expedited to a certain extent because the data is going to be used for my annual planning council report, which is also happening this month. So yeah. So on the client side, it's been cranking. I mean, the numbers are higher right now because there was a lot of turnover. There were a lot of pending cases when we rolled over into the contract year. So when you see the report, it may seem like there's a massive quantity of HCAP issues in March. That won't be the actual case. That's a technicality based on how the contract year rolls over. But I can talk more about that in June. Other than that, I'm here and I've still been supporting clients, and there's been a lot of time spent on direct services. Actually, folks are having a real hard time right now, and they're reaching out for support from, you know, people that they know are their advocates. And, you know, I've just been real impressed with the way the community has been so supportive, even over some, you know, some challenging issues and through some really difficult times.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions or comments for Stephen, acknowledging we'll get a report in June?
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was fast. before we head out, Dave, is there anything that we can do to support you as you make more decisions about assessment and COLA? It sounds like Nay offered support and has provided affirmation about Safeway gift cards.
At the moment, no. I'm going to sort of finalize the parts of the survey that maybe I might sort of tweak the structure of the survey a little bit given the change in context, and reword some of the interview guide as sort of more formalized questions that are a little more easily understood by a consumer as opposed to being sort of filtered through an interviewer. And I'll pass that on for next month's meeting. And then I'll also need to get that translated into Spanish. So I may lean on Nay again to help with translation. And beyond that, if you have ideas about providers that we can work through as surrogates to access Spanish-speaking clients, that would be helpful. I think that's where we're at though.
Great.
Hey, before we sign off, I just want to kind of acknowledge the meeting. I know there's not a lot of agenda items, but I did want to kind of just, I feel like we need to kind of go through the motions at this particular point to keep some kind of regularity with regards to our process and our goals and our objectives, and just see each other's faces via Zoom, if nothing else. So I hope folks felt it was worth the time and energy, and thank you, Ben, for the facilitation. And it's always a little bit of a challenge with this platform when we're so used to seeing each other face to face. But I just want to encourage everybody to kind of stay with it and stay in touch.
Thank you, Thomas.
You just got to stand up, Ben.
What's that?
Thanks, Eric.
Something to say as well.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you guys all that emergency financial assistance is open at PRC. So if any of your clients need help, they're open Mondays and Wednesdays to complete the paperwork, and then checks are cut every Thursday.
Thank you, TJ.
Happy birthday, Lee. In advance.
I was thinking, Dave, if you stop sharing your screen so we could all see our faces on gallery view, we could end our meeting by singing happy birthday to Lee. Let's do it. Happy birthday to you. I'm not singing by myself.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Lee. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, everyone.
There he is. Happy birthday, Lee.
I'm so glad we're meeting. Thanks so much.
Thank you all.
See you all next month or at the next meeting.
Or at full council.
Or that.
All right. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ben.